School is officially back in session. Today is the first day. It's the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, Dr. Michelle Eller, in studio from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, I know you are so excited. First day jitters.
Yes.
What's on your mind? What are you feeling today?
I just cannot wait to see all the children today.
I know it's going to be so fun, so exciting. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to this year, just overall?
I think most of all, I'm looking forward to seeing really what our students can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we made tremendous growth last year with student achievement. We're not where I want us to be or where we can be. And it's just so exciting to see what our students can do once they start applying themselves and they get the quality instruction that we know our teachers are given. So
yeah,
it's just exciting to me to see where they are when they arrive to us in August, and then where they are, how much they've grown when they leave us in May.
For sure. I know that is something that you had pride on last year in terms, yes, of test achievements and scores, yes, and just something to build upon for this upcoming year, for sure.
Well, and we know that scores aren't everything.
Of course.
You know, we, yeah, had students that gained internship opportunities. We had some that gained meaningful employment.
Mm-hmm.
We had, over 4 million in college scholarships that were given to our students. So scores aren't everything. You know, I think about our robotics teams at all the schools. It's just exciting to me to see just all the opportunities that we're able to give and, you know, what our students can do.
For sure. Okay, so let's talk about some things operationally. Last week you talked about some previews to the school year, but right, today's the first day. So what do people need to know? Bell schedules and different things of that nature. Go take a deep dive.
So to me, you know, I would think parents, grandparents, everybody, you know, all our stakeholders need to know the times.
Mm-hmm.
They have not changed, but I just want to remind all of our listeners the times of each of our schools. So Indian Valley, school begins at 7:45, and that's when the tardy bell rings. Mm-hmm. So you can drop off as early as 7:30 in the morning, and school ends at 2:45. We do ask, you know, I know that our parents are real excited about dropping off and picking up. We do ask that our parents maybe not come so early.
Okay.
To pick up students.
Makes sense, yeah.
One, it blocks just in case there might be an emergency. You know, we would hate for there to be an emergency at the school. But if parents start lining up real early, you're blocking the access for, yes, emergency vehicles. So just kind of want to remind parents of that as well. Pinecrest, start time is 8 o'clock and end time is 3:10. Nichols Lawson, start time is 7:40 and end time is 2:40. And I do want to mention there was some confusion about car rider drop-off pickup that might have been posted on social media and I think in the paper as well. We're not making any changes right now with that, so it'll be exactly what it's been in the past. Now we are reviewing options to see if there's a better way to route our parents with drop off and pickup, but right now there are no changes from last year.
Okay.
The high school, 7:50, tardy bell rings, and then it ends at 3:20.
Okay, there you go. So now you know when to watch for the traffic.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct. And just be patient with us. Just note that normally the first couple weeks of school, we have a lot of students that whose parents choose to drive them to school,
mm-hmm,
you know, there and back. We know that. We recognize that. I'll be one of those parents the, yep, first few days with my grandsons. And but the traffic should lessen a little bit as more of our students begin riding our wonderful transportation that's provided, you know, and I don't think our listeners even know that, you know, our buses have air conditioning, you know.
What?
Yeah, there's, I mean, when back when I was,
me too,
you know, there was no air conditioned buses. It was roll the window down.
I know.
So
now it's roll the window up.
Yes. So, you know, all our buses are air conditioned.
That's great.
We have a great transportation department. And on that note, if you do have any issues with transportation, One, I'm going to give a phone number, and we'll have this on our website too, but you can call 256-401-6723, and that takes you directly to our transportation building where they can troubleshoot if there are any issues. Bus route information is posted on our website, so if you're not sure what bus your child may ride, you can actually look and see where you live and what bus would be available there. So those are two big tips I would tell parents, and just trust us with your students. And like I said, we have great bus drivers. We have a really great transportation department, and they're going to take care of them.
Absolutely. So what about when it comes to communication with your teachers and with administrators and different things of that nature? How should people be aware of that?
So one of our main forms of communication is a direct line between teachers and parents. To me, this is phenomenal. I would have loved to have had this when I was in the classroom. We use a program called School Status. And so, one, it's real important that we have the parents' correct cell phone number and email address in PowerSchool when they register their kids. If your number changes or your email changes, please let someone at the school know. Because that's how we program it into School Status. And with School Status, our teachers are able to send you a direct message. Mm-hmm. And so you have a direct line of communication. I would suggest that when you get that message from the teachers, one, don't delete it.
Okay.
Don't choose to opt out of it.
Okay.
And save the number.
So it is to be clear, it's a text message
yes.
that they're getting, not yes. you don't need to download an app.
Correct.
It's a text message that you're having with a teacher. Okay.
And so, for example.
And this is not the teacher's personal number.
Correct.
It's a number that you have
associated
set up.
With them.
Yes. Okay. Got it.
So, for example, I received a text earlier today. Mm-hmm. One of my grandsons will be in one of the pre-K classrooms.
Okay. Yeah.
So the text message said, this message is from blank, who is this mm-hmm. teacher.
Yep.
At Sylacauga City School District. Messages via School Status use standard text messages from your mobile plan. Respond with stop to block this conversation. I would ask that our parents please not say stop.
Don't do that.
Yes.
Right.
And it says respond with info to receive a contact card for this contact.
Okay.
So if you type in info, it'll send a contact card.
Okay.
You can save it as one of your contacts, and this way you have direct access to that teacher.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's wonderful.
Yes. And so you don't have to worry, did they get an email or did they get the note from my child's teacher, you know, that I sent today? You can actually text the teacher and say, hey, so-and-so had a bad day today, or blah, 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 blah.
It's so funny that you even are talking about this. Don't know why, but I was up late the other night, and somehow or another, I stumbled onto Leave It to Beaver. And in the pilot episode of Leave It to Beaver, the teacher gave Beaver a note and told him to take it home to his parents and give it to his parents to read. And he ended up not doing it because as he walked out of the classroom, the kids were like, what did you do? Why did you get a note? You may be expelled. So then he goes home and he tells Wally about it. And Wally is like, I don't know what to do. I've never given my parents anything. So anyway, it's funny because you want to make sure, obviously, when you're talking about making sure that your parents get proper communication, that it is that line is established.
Right.
And so this is a great way to be able to do that.
Well, it's a partnership.
Yeah.
You know, we can't do what we need to do just from 8 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need our parents as partners.
Right.
And what better way than to have that constant communication back and forth.
Yeah.
And so one, you get a text message, but the School Status also enables our teachers to send mass emails if you know there's something that needs to be emailed out. We can also do phone calls that way.
Yeah.
But I just want to encourage our parents to keep that line of communication open.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, you'll always know what's going on at the school, and you can help us out with your children if there's things going on at home that we need to know about or need to be aware of.
Yeah, that's great. That is fantastic. And so speaking in the technology realm here of being able to have that that option. There's a big move in the tech space with the students this year,
yes,
right?
Yes.
This is a big, big deal.
Yes. So we get funding, of course, from the State Department and federal government and other entities. And so we actually received some funding that had to be earmarked to certain things. And it just so happens that it's enough funding for us to completely purchase all new Chromebooks for all of our students.
Does that not just put a big smile on your face?
Yes.
That's incredible.
So Christmas in August.
I know, right? And this money came from where exactly?
So this came from the State Department. This
okay.
was Advancement of Technology Funds.
That's great. And so when was the last time that these Chromebooks were, was it when they first came in? Was it?
It's been before I was here.
I think it was 2017 maybe.
So
it's been a few years. I feel like I remember that.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, either way, I mean,
yes.
you have to.
And you know, with Chromebooks, you have to update them all the time.
Of course.
And you know, and so it's gotten to the point where we've updated as much as we could update.
Mm-hmm.
So it was needed. But it's just exciting to think that, you know, we'll be able to start the school year with the students with new devices. And it's worked out really well, especially at Nichols Lawson. You know, our students were having trouble transporting those devices back and forth.
Right.
School home.
Yeah.
And so what we were able to do at Nichols Lawson the last couple of years is to actually allow them to keep a Chromebook at home for those
okay.
that needed a device.
Yeah.
And so we were able to take our older Chromebooks, let them keep that at home, and then have the Chromebooks available in the classroom for during the day. And so this will enable us to do this at Pinecrest as well. So we'll
That's
be
incredible.
Able to take our older ones, give them the option of having one at home if they need one at home, and not have to worry about the damages that could take place in transporting
sure.
these devices back and forth.
That's phenomenal. I am I'm so excited that you have that opportunity to just be really excited about it yourself.
Yes.
All school
yes.
year long, and especially just good news on the first day.
Yes, our faculty and staff are going to get new devices as well, but we yeah. wanted to take care of the students first.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So they're going to have to wait for their Christmas. It might be Christmas in September.
But it's coming.
It's coming.
That's good.
It's coming.
That's good.
That's for sure. But we're just so excited about the school year and excited
yeah.
about what it's going to bring. And, you know, our central office staff, our maintenance team, you know, have worked tirelessly this summer to prepare our buildings. And so I think our stakeholders will be very pleased, not only with what's going on inside the classrooms, mm-hmm. but just how our buildings look on the outside as well.
Well, everything seems to be in top notch, even if it's not, and you're still working
yes.
out the kinks on the back end. You're doing a
yes.
good job of
Thank
masking
you.
It. So it looks great. Super excited for you for today being the first day of school. Go Aggies. And
That's
I hope,
right.
I hope the season or the school year and of course, the seasons go well as we enter into the 2024-2025 school year. More information online at scsboe.org.
Yes, please check out our website.
Let them know what you need from them. There's plenty of ways to contact the Sylacauga City School System. And, of course, we'll see Dr. Eller next week.
Yes.
Midweek Minute with the Superintendent. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.